Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazAndPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Well, good morning. We're waiting for Taz to come in.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Our guest is not here, but we can start without him, I guess.
Okay. All right. What to do?
Our guest, an internationally recognized healer, Eric Pearl, has appeared on countless television programs in the U.S. and around the world, spoken by invitation at the United Nations, presented to a full house at Madison Square Garden. He's been interviewed in various publications, including the New York Times, and most recently featured in the film The Living Matrix. You are now listening to the International Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
And I'm Taz. Well, Paula, you and I just have to relay to our listeners that as a doctor, Dr. Eric Pearl is not a standstill type of doctor. He intuitively can hone in right at the time of things, and when he began to see different results taking place in his practice with his patients, he was alert to it. Eric initially ran a highly successful chiropractic practice for 12 years until one day his patients began reporting that they felt his hands on them, even though he hadn't physically touched them. Patients soon reported receiving miraculous healings from cancers, AIDS-related diseases, epilepsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatic and osteoarthritis, birth disfigurements, cerebral palsy, and other serious afflictions. All this occurred when Eric simply held his hands near them, and to this day it continues. His patients' healings have been documented in 6 books to date, including Eric's own international bestseller, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, and it is now in more than 36 languages. Today, we'll talk about rebooting our healing capabilities with an entirely different way, and it's called Reconnective Healing.
Well, Eric is based in Los Angeles. His Reconnective Healing elicits great interest from top doctors and medical researchers at hospitals and universities worldwide. This is Jackson Memorial Hospital, UCLA, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, the VA Hospital, University of Minnesota, University of Miami, and the medical school, and the University of Arizona, where he addressed physicians at the request of Dr. Andrew Weil. New research programs are presently underway at multiple facilities under the guidance of such renowned research scientists as Gary Schwartz, Ph.D., William Tiller, Ph.D., Konstantin Korotkov, Ph.D., and others. Eric has been with you. We've been with you, and we've seen you on stage, and we actually took the Reconnection Healing, and we are so fortunate that this incredible technique has been fated to your hands, and for you are truly ready in every instant for this breakthrough sign. You are indeed on top of it, and we are so fortunate to be able to learn the reconnective healing and that you're sharing it all over the world. So welcome back to our show. Eric, are you there?
I hope so.
Okay, when we have you, we
can you hear me?
Yes. Can could you call back in? Because I believe that there's a feedback.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Good. This is much better. Hi.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling back in. And we are so happy to have you with us today. Now, this reconnective healing, how has it changed your life since you've discovered it?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's the third time I've been asked that this week, and I don't really know how to answer it because I don't know who I was compared to who I am. I know it's different. I know I observe more now without judgment. I think that's the largest thing, to learn to observe without judgment. That's the biggest change in my life. I'm much more patient with people. I can understand when they're out of sorts, why they're out of sorts. I just observe more.
And the teachers that you've got trained, do you see this happening to them also?
Yes, those are the reports, that they're also learning more compassion. We're here to learn compassion, to recognize that when one child cries in one part of the planet, 100 children weep in another part, that we are that connected.
Would you like to explain to our listening audience how it came into your hands? You were a chiropractor, and if you wanted to tell a story so that everybody knows, you know, the background.
Sure. Well, I was practicing as a doctor of chiropractic for 12 years when one night a strange experience occurred. A light came bursting through my eyes, waking me up. The light wasn't anything seemingly spiritual or metaphysical. It was just the lamp next to my bed. It had decided to turn itself on. And at the same time, it felt as if there were people in my house. So I got up with a knife, a can of pepper spray, and my Doberman pincher, and I went hunting. And I couldn't find anyone. After a while, I finally convinced myself it had to be my imagination, and I went back to sleep. But on that Monday in my office, seven people independently of one another, seven of my patients independently of one another, told me that they were feeling people in the room with us just the way I had been feeling people in my home. Other patients were telling me they could feel my hands before they touched me, which, of course, I didn't believe them. So I told them to lie there with their eyes closed, and I held my hands anywhere from several inches to feet to yards away from them, aimed in various directions, and they could tell me what areas of their body my hands were aimed towards. So this became a game because, well, it was my office, and I could have whatever games I wanted. And as I played with this, I would see tiny little muscles begin to involuntarily ripple across their forehead or their chin, rippling as if you dropped a pebble into a pond. I would see their eyes rapidly dart back and forth, their fingers move, their feet move. And as I would watch this going on, once they would open their eyes, they would tell me they were seeing colors they had never seen before. They were smelling fragrances they had never before smelled. And they started reporting healings, real healings. They were getting up out of wheelchairs, some of them. Vision and hearing returning, reporting the disappearance of cancers and tumors. Children with cerebral palsy and epilepsy were able to walk and run and play and speak normally, not have seizures any longer, not need medications. Not everyone, of course, not 100% of the people, just as with medicine, nothing is 100%. But a lot of them, enough so we began to recognize that something significant was occurring here. People soon started calling me and saying, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything, and don't tell anybody, which went over about as big as Nancy Reagan just saying no to drugs. So people would call from everywhere asking me to teach this. And I said, teach it? You've got to be crazy. How do I teach something like this? I'm standing there holding my hands in the air, looking like a fool. So you go outside, wave your hands in the air, let me know what your neighbors have to say about it. But more and more, my patients would call me and say, when they drove home from my office, They drove up in front of their home and their automatic garage door opened before they hit the little clicker button to open it. Or they walked inside their house, their lamp or their TV started to turn itself on and off and on and off. They felt strange sensations in their hands. They would hold their hands near someone in their family. And suddenly the grandfather could walk again after the stroke, or the aunt regained her speech. And we began to recognize that once we interact with this new, more comprehensive spectrum of healing, that something changes within us that not only allows for our own healing, but once we learn how to utilize it properly, allows for the healings of others as well.
That's a snowball effect.
You could say that.
Well, and you're traveling.
By the way, I'm at an airport. Yeah, I was just going to say, by the way, I'm at an airport. So occasionally you might hear sounds of planes flying overhead. I apologize for that. But I couldn't get them to regroup themselves.
Well, you
have
travel.
A huge schedule. I mean, you're just like in Liverpool, England, Lima, Peru, Monterey, Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, you're
mm-hmm.
just, wow, you are not at a standstill. you've reached a new
No, I'm definitely
life.
That.
Yeah, well, you have taught this new level of healing to over 65,000 people now in more than 60 countries. You know, it's like a spontaneous generation of healers worldwide that are just learning this technique. And wow, I all of a sudden I can see maybe this vibration is just going to go all over the planet. I mean, people raise their hands and just kind of connect.
It's your plan, yes.
That is definitely my hope and plan.
Yeah.
Well, and you've started to teach children. So what's the children's response from this?
Well, children learn it much more quickly, much more easily than adults because they don't have anything to unlearn. They don't have to, they don't have their ego involved in it, saying that I've mastered this technique and I've mastered this, that technique and I'm going to improve upon this and I'm going to change this and make it my way. The children, strangely enough, we look at them as if they're empty vessels born here for us to fill with all the knowledge that we have. And maybe it's time for us to recognize that they're empty vessels born here, placed here to teach us how to become empty vessels once again. Because once we are willing to simply observe without judgment, we can learn this fairly easily. But we do have a Reconnective Kids class that we use for the younger children. And we teach those usually somewhere around the seminar weekend. And it's only 2.5 hours.
I mean, here the adults have to take 2 full days.
Yeah, really.
What do the kids
come back?
Do they
have you
bring
been to
stories?
The seminars?
Yes, we went to 1 and 2, and we're going to do 3 when it comes to San Jose.
Well, then you probably understand why it takes the adults 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You know what?
That was my point. I'm sorry, what was the question you were asking me before?
Well, I was going to say, what are some of the stories that the kids have told you while they're doing this or after? I mean, what do they share with you on this?
What did the children share on this?
No, what
usually,
kind of story? Yeah.
Usually what happens is that you see the light on their face as they're doing it. They're so excited that there they are standing at a table that's, you know, taller than some of them and getting the person who's lying on the table to, especially when it's an adult, even more than when it's just a child, and getting their bodies to go into involuntary movements and twitching. I mean, it's pretty darn exciting for the kids. Very often the kids come back and tell stories of healings that they've done on not just on their parents, but on friends of their parents, on other adults, because, you know, that's a key thing for them to be able to recognize that they're on a par with everyone else. And they're not less because their kid's bringing it through. As a matter of fact, I instruct the people who learn this work to charge for it. And I tell the kids, charge the same things that the adults charge, because they're just as valuable. And it helps give them that sense of their own value of exchange.
That's very good. Now, you know, when you're talking about the twitching, the body, what was really remarkable to me when we took the class is that you had a person lying on the table that someone else was working on, and then you showed a camera on them, and they were on a screen, and the person was able to walk over to the screen and work on them and create twitching of the eyes. That was just remarkable.
Yeah, well, that's a true field effect, when you don't even have to work over the person. You can actually have a projection of them in another location, work on the projection, and it changes and affects the actual person.
Now, when you're working on a person in another location remotely, do they have to be aware that you're working on them at the moment?
No, they don't. They don't need to be aware. I mean, this is healing with intelligence. It's not going to send someone's body into involuntary spasms while they're taking a sharp left turn on the road.
That's what I was thinking while they're driving. And you had one of the teachers, you had, when we took the class in Los Angeles, you had teachers from Australia, from Arizona, and I think it was Israel. You have, and so that, to me, that was also remarkable. That these teachers all came together from all over the world.
Yeah, we've got teachers from all around the globe. I think that there could be as many as 120 or 140 teaching assistants from all around the world, which is very nice to have that international flavor. Always have a language spoken in case help needs to happen in translation and other things.
And you even had a teacher that is working with animals, and I'm going to take a class from her also. But without taking that class, I've worked on my own animals, and it truly does work. And my dog followed me around asking for more.
Well, you see, animals are just people in fursuits. So you can definitely work on the animals with us. You don't need a class to do healing on the animals. The class that she teaches really is about how to approach the animals in a way that they're the most receptive and calm, because a lot of people, you know, benefit from learning how to approach different kinds of animals in different ways.
You know, I'm going to go back a little bit and ask about the children, being that they're so young. And when you share this kind of healing with them, do they come back? And I mean, you know, when you're working on people, you have this energy that you feel, and you're working with when you're working on the individual. And I wonder, when they're working on the individual, if they can see any kind of maybe colors or anything like that, or lights, or when they're working on.
Oh, they see lots of things like that. Yeah, they see beings, colored lights, energy coming from the hands. They see all sorts of things. They allow themselves to see more than a lot of the adults do.
Yeah.
Well, and the adults probably get, depending on where they're open, or get different responses. Like when I'm working on someone, I get really warm in my head, but I've talked to other people and they don't get that. So I guess we all are a little bit different.
Yeah, oh, did we look? And thankfully so.
So
thankfully so. As a matter of fact, when you work on people, you can work on the same person on different occasions and find that you're experiencing different sensations.
And sometimes it's better not to know what's wrong with them when you're working on them. Is that right? So you don't have any expectations?
Generally speaking, Yeah, generally speaking, what I tell people is that, you know, if you're a medical doctor, you're probably negligent if you don't diagnose your patient. At this level of healing, you're really negligent if you do, because the less you know about the person who comes in to see you, the better off they are, because the less likely they are, the less likely you are to influence the healing according to the limitations of the human conscious educated mind. The less we know, the more all we can do is stand in observation without judgment and witness the pure beauty of the healing process.
Well, I was working on a lady, and she started to tell me that her hip bothered her, and I said it didn't make any difference. I was going to work on her whole body, and I didn't really need to know. And then she gave me a feedback maybe 2 or 3 days later that her hip was somewhat better, not completely better, but she had a toothache, and the toothache went away when I worked on her. So.
You see, the universe knows what's needed in the person and in what way, and they design the perfect package. It's our ego that thinks that we can design the perfect package.
So, I mean, it's, you never know what to expect. Let's say that.
Well,
that's very, very, very true.
I was questioning Eric also. What about ongoing research? Do you have this that you are putting other, perhaps writing a book with additional information that's come about as you have traveled further and further and met more and more people? And do you have a research data that's ongoing here that you are collecting?
Yeah, we just did some research with the Russian Olympic athletes, and we took a group of 60 athletes and did control groups, and so some of them received reconnective healing, some of them received just sham healing, you know, and some of them received energy healing, like Reiki and Qigong and different, you know, the standard techniques like that. And what the study showed was that they had a sustained effect with reconnective healing that showed up with nothing else. 10 days later, they were measured, and it had altered their red blood cells, their white blood cells. It had restructured their DNA, or what I say is reconnected the DNA, in a different level. And they even had emotional changes for the better, improvements that showed up all of this showed up 10 days following, showing a distinct lasting effect. None of them received this with the groups that received energy healing or artificial healing, you know, pretend healing.
That's remarkable. So it's actually can help emotions and people spiritually.
Absolutely, because healing is about balance. Healing is about coming into a state of balance, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and all things we haven't even come up with words for.
Well, so while you're healing, I mean, I think it's heal yourself, heal others, heal yourself. I forget which way it went, but that actually...
Yeah, heal others, heal yourself.
So when you're working on someone, you're actually healing yourself at the same time.
Of course you are. It's when you're least attached to your own healings that you tend to receive them.
So not only are
but you're right. I have just finished another book, which will probably come out in February of this year. And if you want, I can certainly share a little bit of it with you.
Sure.
You mean 2013, you mean?
Right, 2013.
Okay.
Because
Okay. We've
already missed February of 2012.
I was going to say. Okay, tell us.
Sure. There is a lot that needs to be said in various ways. We understand ourselves in a limited fashion, and we need to carry this understanding as a life process. It is the unveiling of a multifaceted force within our life. We need to peel away the exterior so that internal being shines through to those we come into contact with. this eternal soul that resides within our framework is covered up in many ways by our apprehension, our fears. And in your work as a healer, that is what you need to do. You need to unveil your soul. It is not a simple process, and this stripping away of ego is an eternal process. This selflessness that must shine through the being that can reach in without interference. Once you allow your soul, that egoless purity, to come through, that is almost a common denominator, in that it has the ability to automatically fuse with the frequency of the person you're coming in contact with. So your job in this process is to strip away the defense, strip away the mind, strip away the techniques and control mechanisms that you have in this plane. Let them go. Let them be a part of an exterior that has nothing to do with you. And present that soul in the room. It will automatically do the work. That energy is the common universal language of the cosmos. It is understood immediately and felt intrinsically.
Whoa. Now, why do you think this energy has chosen to come into the planet at this time through you?
Well, those are two different questions.
Why did they choose you? Why? Go ahead.
Yeah. Right now, time is expanding. Time is moving faster in all directions at once. It's opening up and expanding so that our existence within the boundaries of time is expanding, that allowing us to access more of what's always been in the universe but hasn't been here on Earth before. And as we access this, what happens is we access a spectrum of healing beyond energy, a spectrum of energy, light, and information. Light and information that hasn't been seen here before, according to the researchers. Now, why me? I've got no idea. I wouldn't have picked me. I know my past. You know, I mean, I like to have a few extra drinks than maybe I should at times. I have a sarcastic sense of humor. I'm not the most patient person in the world. But I seem to be able to take a topic and present it in a way that gets people to listen who might otherwise not listen. Further, I think that so many people have been trying to be good enough, worthy enough to become healers, that if they look at me, they can certainly say, well, if he can do it, I can do it.
Well, I remember in Los Angeles, you spoke about J.J. Hortek and how you came together. In his book, does he talk about this energy, or how did you meet him and how did you start working with him?
Well, I was introduced to his book, and at one point or another, we were both speaking at the same conference, and I was talking about this work and explaining that it's a reconnection to who and what we are, and explaining that it has to do with the axiotonal lines he speaks of. And he and his wife came up to me afterwards and introduced themselves, and we began to talk. And what Dr. Hertog feels is that what he's written in the Keys of Enoch is the theory of this work. And what the reconnection is the actuality, the manifestation of it.
Wow. So has he been a speaker at any of your classes or your conferences?
Oh, yes. At many conferences we've had him present.
What's funny is
he can explain and give so much insight into it.
He lived right around the corner from me many years ago, and I bought the book, and it did not make any sense to me at the time, but I guess it's now time for me to receive the information, because it's making sense to me now.
Well, I would specifically look at chapters 314 and 317. I think they've got the most applicability to this work.
That's good for people to know. I have a question. We're going to be taking Reconnection 3, and I understand it's working with acupuncture points. Is this 3 just increasing our abilities with Reconnection?
It's not really working with acupuncture points. What's happened is that we used to be more tied in to a universal system. The lines, the meridian lines in our bodies used by acupuncturists and acupressurists would continue off of our bodies and tie into the ley lines, the grid lines of the planet, and then continue out, tying us in and connecting us in to the other stars and planets. And yet, at a certain time, as the story goes, we became separated or disconnected from aspects of this system. And slowly, 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 we're evolving back. But this work of the reconnection can give us like a giant, rapid, broadband hookup, so that we can step right back into this fullness. But you have to be careful with it, because not everyone is ready for it. You might find that it throws you onto your life course, your life path, maybe even faster than you've anticipated.
Oh, I had one of the teachers say that to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
you know what I noticed, Dad? When I work on somebody, I also feel my meridians working in my body. And I think that was a shock. I mean, it's just automatic. I'm like some kind of, I feel like I'm connected to that person in some way, because I also, like I said, I can feel the meridians run in my leg and my feet, the whole thing when I'm working. So, you know, all I can think is that what we're, like you say, we're hooked up in every facet of the way of thinking, and we're hooked up with our planet. And this is becoming more dominant. So, then when I first, you know, started working with it. So, has anybody said that to you before?
Yes, actually, I hear that all the time. I hear that all the time. So I hope that makes you feel better. because it really is what happens.
Well, you're going to be, the Reconnective workshops are going to be in San Jose in July. And Taz, we better get ready to step in our true path, our life path quickly.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, it is. It's really exciting. Letting people know that we're talking with Dr. Eric Pearl. And upcoming classes are actually, there's an evening at East West Bookstore, July the 18th. And so you might want to connect with the East West Bookstore and let them know that you're interested in being there with Eric during that period of time. Eric, there's also a place in Santa Cruz that if you have a few moments, and I know that's traveling over the hill to the ocean, but you might not mind it if you have a little spot of time to go over there as well and hook up with that bookstore. This is going to be held at the seminars are going to be held at the Hilton Hotel. Doubletree by the Hilton Hotel in San Jose. And it's July the 20th and 21st will be level 1 and 2. And then July 23rd and 24th is level 3 with the seminar. And, hook in and go to the website, all of a sudden I'm going out of blank here for the your web address. What is your web
address? Oh, sure. It's very easy. It's just like the book title. The book is called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And the website is www.thereconnection.com.
Okay.
But you have to include the word the, so it's thereconnection.com. And you can find out all about the seminars. We're teaching a full seminar in San Jose, July 20th through the 22nd. And what happens at the seminars is this. On the 20th, it's a Friday night, we give a three-hour presentation of the work. We talk about the history, the theory, the philosophy, how it evolved. And then we bring up some volunteers. We give live demonstrations of the healings. And we give everyone an opportunity to feel it in their hands. But on Saturday and Sunday, something very different happens. Saturday and Sunday is a real working seminar, so I warn everyone, don't come if you think we're all going to sit around and hold hands om and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, because it won't happen that way. What happens is we demonstrate a level of the work from the stage, and we all go to massage tables in groups of two or four. I walk around to each of the tables, so does our internationally trained team of teaching assistants. We take your hands, we show you how to begin to access this new level of healing work, and as you do access it, you begin to feel it, you start to see the bodies on the massage table that you're working on. You see that body begins to respond, fingers moving, muscles in their face moving, feet moving. We'll show you how to access a different portion of the healing spectrum. You'll start to see face move differently, the eyes move certain ways, skin around the body almost vibrating. And as you begin to recognize that, when I'm here, I'm feeling this and I'm seeing the person respond this way, but when I'm here, I feel something else and I see them respond another way, you start to recognize your clear and distinct role in the healing process. And then we go back to the back to the chairs, talk about what we just did, demonstrate a new level of work, and come back to the massage tables again to practice that. And by the end of the weekend, just one weekend, not a month, even just one weekend, I can pretty much promise you two things. A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do. And B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do. It doesn't matter who the person is doing it. There's only us becoming 100% that energy, light, and information to bring about the healings. It's been that just a few people have mastered on Earth up until now. But now is the time where each and every one of us can master this. We're also giving a seminar besides the one in San Jose. We're giving another one in the United States in Los Angeles in Newport Beach. But that won't be until October.
So do you suggest that, now Chaz and I only took one and two, and then we're taking three in July. Is it all right for someone to take all three on the same workshop?
On the same weekend? Sure.
Yes.
The names are misleading. We call level one, two, level one, two, because when I first started teaching these seminars, I figured who in their right mind would want to spend a whole weekend with me learning how to do healing. So we called Saturday level one and Sunday level two, and the name just stuck. There is one other two-day seminar, and so instead of calling it three and four, I just called it three. But you don't need the level three seminar, I tell everyone. You can access every level of healing. You can facilitate every level of healing just from the one, two. But as you've discovered, you'll probably want level three because people will come to you and say, what else do you have to offer? And you have something that's designed more to throw them onto their evolutionary path.
Well, we can hardly wait. And then they also have reconnected healing yoga. So that's for yoga instructors who've taken one and two, is that correct? That want to put it into their their work?
There's something called reconnective yoga, and that teaches yoga instructors how to bring reconnective healing into their work. Absolutely.
To me, that is fabulous for, you know, for a yoga teacher to be able to have that tool as they're teaching students how to do yoga. I mean, that's fabulous. And I imagine they could see their students becoming more flexible quicker. So do you see this going in any other direction besides what we've got for the adults, for yoga, for animals, for kids? Is there anything new evolving?
Well, the book that's coming out will be about reconnecting your life.
Wow.
It won't be for specific groups. Well, some of the animals might not read the book, but it'll be, you know, for everyone.
So for everyone, even though you haven't taken the class yet, so probably when you read the book, you will instinctively want to take the class.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
What's different about this book compared to your first one?
You mean I mean, I just read you some of it.
Well,
so
I know.
The first
I
one
hear.
Is faith. Yeah, it's a whole different voice and a different approach. The first one is about accessing reconnective healing, and the second one is about accessing ourselves more deeply so that we can better become the healers.
So when you wrote your book this time, this last one, tell me, what was the most exciting part that you put in there? And how did you feel when you
felt? I wish I could answer that, but
okay.
I can't. I'm very excited about every part of the information that's in there. So I really don't know how to answer that question.
So write us a story.
It's true.
Now, this is going to be... I was going to say this is going to be an odd question, but did you plan on writing the second book, or did it just come in, flooding in, and you said, oh, my goodness, I have to write this down and create a book?
The information flowed. It's all insights. There are no stories in it. I mean, there might be a little bit here, a little bit there, just giving a background story as to how the insights were coming about. But it's all pretty much deep insight. Universal insight, you could call it.
I almost
so
said
the
that
aha?
Came out of...
What about the aha? Are there a couple of ahas you can say, oh my God, this is really, I can't believe. And you were just like so elated when you received the information. Can you give us a couple little nudges on that?
Well, I feel pretty much that way about the whole book. I mean, I could read you another segment of it or something if you wanted, and you could tell me where the ahas were.
All right.
Well, what I visualize
yeah.
is you skipping around and dancing, receiving this information like a little kid. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't know that I skipped and danced, but I was pretty darn excited.
So were these insights come to you over the years since Reconnective Healing came to you, or did they just all start flooding in during a certain period of your life? I mean, recently.
They were coming in, and I was collecting them since 1994, and I was just sitting on them waiting to structure them and put them all together.
Oh, yes. So this is very good. I can't wait till it comes out.
Okay,
now,
I'm
when we...
Well, that
part.
Makes
Paula,
two of
wait
us.
A minute.
Yeah, we're ready.
Paula?
Okay, I was going to say we're ready.
I was going to say we're ready to hear another segment from the book if you can kind of share that with us.
Sure. Sure. Let's try this. All right, here's one. You are here to understand that which is. Your life is reaching out to that which is. You are here for your own endowment. There is greatness within all that needs to be released. Your energy will continue to release that within others. Your heart is essential in this process. Your needs here are those of a child lost in the woods. You're working, you're looking for the open, accessible path that is nearest and clearest to you. In many ways, it is a secret garden for you. There is a clearing in the woods that needs to be arrived at. You will find it soon. It is coming. That clearing will allow you to orchestrate your energy in a manner that is befitting a kind of harmonic convergence, for lack of a better word, within the lives you are touching. You mustn't allow your need for further affirmation to prevent you from finding the clearing. This space will allow you a deeper resource for your life. It comes at a time that is essential for your understanding a greater power within you. This power emanates from the very sense of the energy that is of the universe. It is a clear conduit. This conduit comes in a form of a higher perception of your reality. You will need to research this conduit in your life. It will come in a manner that is at once awesome and unattainable in a way. It is of a different nature than you are currently accustomed. It has its resonance in your hands and in your inner life. It is circular in nature. It comes through your life and through the existence of past lives that will reaffirm your history in this moment. You are integral to a process that is coming in great scope. It will not only resonate in your life, but clearly in the lives you touch. You must not let yourself be involved in a personal way with what the energy brings to you, only what is through you. You must know that you are worthy from within. The need for your fulfillment is often of a nature that requires attention from others. Your fulfillment is in yourself. You need to rely on yourself. In essence, you need to love yourself. It will clearly enable you to convey the love that is coming through you in a much greater degree in the near future. It will also keep your eyes on the road.
Beautiful.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah.
We all need to live that way.
Have our secret garden. I like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what that says is, and it takes judgment out.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Yes. And that's what your healing's about. We do it without judgment.
To observe without judgment.
Just to allow. And just think of how much more happy individuals can be if we all live this way. I mean, I feel like we're all stepping into this way of living. And I think if this is the time. So we're so fortunate to have you have been able to receive this and to share it, because this is the ideal time. And the more of us who learn the reconnective healing, I think it creates a foundation for the others who are coming behind us.
I agree that. I believe that we are part of a process that is coming in a great scope, and it's our responsibility and privilege both to be bringing in, anchoring in these frequencies onto the earth.
Yeah, that's quite an orchestration for sure. Wow.
And I want to say I feel privileged to be a part of it. So.
Well, I'm glad you are, because you're spreading this consciousness through your work as journalists.
So where are you headed?
I was going to say, yeah, where are you headed? It's like your feet must not even touch the ground anymore, almost. I can't believe you must think you're in flight all the time.
I'm in Lima right now. I'm at the airport in Lima right now, going to Panama.
Yeah,
let's put it this way: you're on another plane.
Oh, God. Well, your journey is like, you find yourself in these different places. This journey, like when you go to rest at night, it's like, what do you just go out? I mean, you're in.
I swore. I thought you just said when you get arrested.
No. When you rest at night. Oh.
I just rest.
You just rest. Yeah, you're so exhausted, probably.
Well, actually, working with the healing energy probably energizes you and keeps you going.
Yeah, it definitely must.
Now, when we were in your class, there were people sitting next to us, and they were Reiki masters. And you actually said you're going to have to take that shingle down if you're going to work with reconnection healing. And I felt like they would probably shift, but they were like really fighting for their Reiki. So can you tell us the difference between reconnective healing and something like Reiki?
Well, they didn't understand, no matter how I explained it, that once you access the reconnective healing spectrum, it's not a different spectrum. It's the same spectrum, and yet there's much, much more. So it's like, imagine that you've got a red thread. Now, there's a lot of wonderful things to do with the red thread. Now, if that red thread is woven into a carpet, and you've got the whole carpet, then it makes sense that when you give someone the carpet, they've got the red thread if they need it, and they've got all the other threads that go into the carpet. When you access the reconnected healing spectrum, you're accessing all of the healing frequencies, all of the threads. So when you just offer someone a red thread by itself, you're taking away the rest of the carpet thing.
That's a very good way to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to tell everyone again that you're going to be in San Jose in July, and in Newport Beach in what month? October?
That's a really good question. We're going to be in, let me see, Newport Beach. I saw it on here. Oh, yeah, Newport Beach, October. I'm not sure the date's in October. But we'll be in Newport Beach somewhere in October. You can go onto the website, thereconnection.com, and onto the calendar to find that. I know that we're going to be in San Jose July 20 through the 22nd.
So the people on the West Coast need to jump on your website and sign up for the workshops. They could either do either flight or...
Well, I'm talking about the West Coast ones because I think that's where you cover, right?
Right. But I'm just saying people from the West Coast need to jump on your website and actually sign up for the workshops. So they could either do it either place, either location, or divide them up. Maybe take one and two in San Jose and three in Newport Beach. There's this advantage for us, and we better jump on the train, let me tell you.
Well, you know what? Once you have that experience and once you have that feeling within your body and working with someone, it's pretty amazing. So believe me, being able to share it with those around you and long distance and, gosh, I mean, there's...
And don't forget the part that it can be an income source also.
Oh, yeah. We certainly hope that a lot of the people who take the seminars decide that they can step into their new career as a healing practitioner. And we talk about that in charging for your sessions. And we even have some people on staff who have taught practice management to doctors to help you learn how to set up your healing practice so that you can be supporting yourself and allowing the universe to support you in touching as many people with the light and love of healing as possible.
By the way, I think that that was the most effective input that you gave to us at the end of the seminar, sharing how we could really charge and everything exact. I mean, it was incredible. We all walked away having the feeling like we knew why we were doing what we were doing. And it was really successful, I have to tell you. We've talked about that before, and just you did an awesome job allowing people to see a whole new spectrum about how to bring a business into your life with this wonderful form of healing.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I think will agree. It was magnificent, you know.
Right. I've taken many workshops of different healing methods, and that was never included. So
no. That keep that one up.
Yes.
That really helps.
I plan
well,
to.
Yeah, it helps people ground the whole essence of what you're doing, and to be able to feel comfortable in what you're doing, and being able to, you know, support yourself. And so that was just terrific. We appreciate the journey you've taken, you know, so that you can help the rest of us take that journey as well.
So, do you have any do you have any last message for our listeners before we end this interview?
I think the last message really is that we have to learn that there is no one special healer hidden away in some far-off corner of the world for us that we need to take our money and time and travel to, that we can each access this for ourselves, whether we want to do it simply on a more immediate level of for ourselves and our immediate family, or whether we want to set up a healing practice and reach out further into the community, helping more and more people on a day-in, day-out basis.
Taz, do you want to give out the website one more time?
Yes, it's thereconnection.com. And don't forget to put the word "the" beforehand. Dr. Eric Pearl.
You may want to buy his book before you take the workshop, because that fills you in on all the background, and I think it would be really important to maybe read it before going to the workshop. It's not necessary, but it would be helpful.
Yeah. Thank you for being the heading up the forefront.
Thank you for taking time for us at the airport.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm glad I was able to do it.
Yes.
And happy trails.
Yeah. Thank you. I am going to be running to the plane the moment we hang up.
Okay. We'll let you go. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
We were just talking to Eric Pearl of Reconnection Healing.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKU.